What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Ooh, the cerulean warbler, a small insect-eating bluebird that resides in the deciduous forest treetops. Oh, hush now. Mating season's upon us.
Add some excitement to your weekend at Arlington International Racecourse. World-class horse racing, premier entertainment. Arlington provides the thrill you need to break the routine. Chicagoland's biggest derby party is May 2nd. Visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets. Bet on fun.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. All major news outlets are reporting that right now is the perfect time to refinance. Here's why. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low and home buyers are skyrocketing. Almost everyone should be able to qualify for a new lower monthly payment. If your rate's not in the threes, call me today. 773-770-4727. That's 770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com.
Newcastle Home Loans LLC, NMLS number 150580, Ryan Kelly, NMLS number 319181, Housing Lender.
Inside Night.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves are tied up at 1 in the first round of the playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Finally, we have a schedule for the Blackhawks' second-round playoff series against the Wild. Game 1 will be played Friday night at 8:30 at the UC, with Game 2 coming your way on Sunday at 7:30. Corey Crawford has been named the starter for Game 1. As the city of Baltimore continues to deal with protests and riots, baseball has again been put on hold, as today's scheduled game between the O's and White Sox at Camden Yards was postponed, as was last night's. The White Sox will still hold a workout at the ballpark this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Ravens are canceling the team's draft party Thursday night to honor the citywide curfew of 10 p.m. Cubs continue their series with the Pirates tonight at Wrigley. Travis Wood opposes Jeff Locke. 7:05 first pitch. Cubs trying to keep the good times rolling, sitting at 11-7 on the season with 3 straight wins.
Last night more of like a formulaic kind of a win. The starting pitching was fabulous. Jason was great. Had to get 3 outs from Stropey. One really productive inning offensively. We're running the bases good. We're playing good defense. It's a lot of fun being in our clubhouse right now.
That was Joe Maddon paying his weekly visit to the Spiegel & Goff Show. Hear the rest of that interview on SpiegelandGoff.com. No practice for the Bulls today after they failed to close out their series with the Bucks for a second straight game. Game 6, Thursday night in Milwaukee. Cavs GM David Griffin says it's highly unlikely Kevin Love will return at all this postseason. He suffered a dislocated shoulder. Kyle Fuller, Matt Forte, the Bears recipients of the Piccolo Award this morning. Forte a no-show for the ceremony and the Bears voluntary mini camp this afternoon. John Fox and Jay Cutler both expected to address the media. And former major leaguer and manager Kirk Gibson confirming he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School of Management and by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. And join 670 The Score's Terry Bores and Dan Bernstein for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Weathermark Tavern in Chicago from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Your Menards Score weather forecast, plenty of sunshine. Temperatures expected to climb to the mid-50s. We're at 50 degrees downtown right now. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Carrie. Very so pleasant. Thank you to Carrie Sayers for the updates. To Scott Keena for being our intern.
Scott Keena Turner. I got nothing. I mean, that's come good. On. You know,
what time is it?
I got that and I screamed Gurch and that's all I got.
What did I do yesterday? Credits. I had a Winona Ryder moment yesterday.
Yeah, we're talking about Nino Niederreiter and you turned that into a Winona Ryder reference.
Awful, horrible moment. I just reminded myself of it.
See how Cali brings you down?
9:40. Thank you to Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Our producers, Brian Gurch does the video stream and does it well. Watch 670thescore.com. Our guest today, Mark Schanowski. Dan Shonko sideswiped Charlie Casserly on his way out of the air.
It was weird.
Oh, it was great. Steve Stone talking about the situation in Baltimore from a baseball and from the city's perspective as a guy who lived there for 4 years. Carlos Pena, who's just absolutely terrific every time. And Joe Madden, who is similarly good.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's Tuesdays cool. at noon with Madden. Tomorrow, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Pat Hughes will be on the show tomorrow to talk some Cubs baseball as well.
Before we jump into transition with the fellas, caller six. That's caller six to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700. Wins a 2015 Bulls Sox Academy Summer Camp Scholarship. The Bulls Sox Academy includes a week of intensive training in the fundamentals and advanced skills of baseball, basketball, and fast-pitch softball. Each camper must be 12 years of age or younger to enroll. For more information or to enroll your child, log on to BullsSoxAcademy.com. Gentlemen.
Dudes.
What's happening?
I hate this Bulls-Bucks series.
Oh, it's the worst. It's like two series a year, Dan, where I'm like, I don't need to worry about that one. Hawks-Nets is that for me. And unfortunately,
Darren Williams woke up last night.
Yeah, he did.
He'll go back to sleep.
He had 35, and he hit a 40-footer or something.
The most aloof backcourt in all of the NBA. Like, hey, Darren, by the way, you're not hurt anymore. Play ball. Hawks-Nets for me, and unfortunately, if I wasn't in Chicago... This Bulls-Bucks thing is garbage. It's trash money records every single night.
And big credit to Allie LaForce, the sideline reporter last night.
Calling out
the crowd and just talking about how pathetic the crowd was. She didn't use that word, but she's like,
She said,
I got to be honest with you. There's really nobody making much noise here. There's no energy here. And I tweeted, I'm with them. I'm not
there's
feeling it
make,
either.
There's nothing to make noise about. You've got a point guard who loves getting in the air and then making the decision. The last two games have been an example of terrible. What not to do as a point guard.
He was awful last night and not pushing the ball at so many moments where he could have.
And letting his guy walk by him
with a bad ankle.
That's the worst part. Because
walk right by him!
He's played better on ball defense this series. And then the last two games, he has gone to... Go to the zoo, as you guys call it.
We spent most of yesterday, at least I did, trashing Milwaukee. So our timing is nothing if not exquisite.
Oh, right there with you. Me and Callie previewed the Cavs series.
Bulls are not going to lose this series.
No, not at all.
Bah, 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 bah.
What do you mean?
We've actually had a couple different passionate conversations.
You're screaming at me all damn day.
I've been screaming at you a lot because Tom Thibodeau is driving me nuts.
Yar.
In this series, I feel like he's screwing up the big man combos. He's had a chance all year to figure it out, and it's not working right here in this series. Anytime, Taj should be with Powell, and Joe should be with Mirotić.
You got micro and macro here with Thibodeau. You can talk about X and O's and matchups. That's one level. The second level is the fact that you get guys saying, well, we didn't try hard enough.
Yeah.
We didn't play hard enough. We didn't have any intensity.
We heard it during the year, right. But now to hear it in the playoffs, right. Whose job is that?
So there's that issue saying, how the hell could that, why is that? And the third level is just overall, and this is, and again, I've been working on this for days here, and I've got a friend who's crunching a lot of numbers for me regarding the Thibodeau method of minute loads. And how you get a self-fulfilling prophecy of a lack of depth when you get to the playoffs because you've been riding your pet guys to heavy, heavy, heavy minutes. You've been trying to win every possession, trying to win every game. You're not developing people to help you in the playoffs. And then you end up with tired guys and nobody to come help. So it's the overall coaching method of how he approaches a season. And I,